There's a growing chorus of states and conservatives calling for something known as a CONCON, or more properly, an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 CONCON really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up, for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Greetings from Vitaline, Inc., a Florida corporation based in Florida. This year, Vitaline, Inc. celebrates 28 years serving the medical community with associates around the state. How do they do it? Simply put, Vitaline, Inc. meets the medical needs by providing high-tech instrumentation and respiratory care with focused accessories to hospitals, long-term care facilities, durable medical equipment dealers, and physician practices. Products are on display at their website, VitalineMedicalSales.com. That's V-I-T-A-L-I-N-E, MedicalSales.com. Vitaline is a proud sponsor and co-host of the Glenn Pabb Show, Riding the Right, heard every first Monday of the month. Vitaline's president, Jeff Olseth, focuses on reclaiming the constitutional principles on which our great country was founded. Jeff's business perspective on the news can be heard every first Monday on the Glenn Pabb Show. That's Vitaline, Inc., your vital line to your health.
Hi, this is Mark Meckler, president of Citizens for Self-Governance. Our country's broken. Seems like government spends most of its time inventing ways to make our lives harder. It's so frustrating that sometimes some of us feel like giving up. But the founders never intended for us to surrender our rights to a faraway government in D.C. They knew, and we still know, that the best decisions are made close to home, not by D.C. bureaucrats. So what's the answer? It's self-governance. Who decides? We the people should decide. If you think we the people should decide, join us at Citizens for Self-Governance. Find out how you can help limit the government's intrusion into our lives. It's no secret, our country's broken because our government's broken. Thankfully, Citizens for Self-Governance has a solution as big as the problem. Learn more at selfgovern.com. Be a part of the solution. Selfgovern.com.
Hello, my friends. I'm delighted to minister alongside of President Dr. Jack Klemm of the Clearwater Christian College every second Monday on the Glenn Paff Show, Righting the Right. Clearwater Christian College exists to provide an excellent liberal arts education centered on God's Word with a focus on challenging students to love God wholly, to know Him intimately, and to serve Him fervently while educating men and women to minister faithfully and humbly with evangelistic zeal as they impact eternity for Jesus Christ in every avenue of life. You can find out more about Clearwater Christian College at their website, clearwater.edu. Join my co-host, Dr. Jack Klemm, every second Monday on the Glenn Paff Show, Righting the Right, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. See for yourself the values of scholarship, discipleship, servant leadership, and stewardship. That's regionally accredited Clearwater Christian College, ranked among America. Welcome to the Glenn Paff Show, Righting the Right, broadcasting nationwide on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Righting the Right is your chance to call in and comment on constitutional, conservative, Christian, or capitalist issues. Call in now at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Now here's your host, Patriot Glenn Paff.
And good morning to the third hour of the Republic Broadcasting Network, the Conservative Talk Network, Glenn Paff Show, Righting the Right. And we are here, republicbroadcasting.org. For those of you who want to take us online, there are many other ways you can listen to the show. You can also go to a phone number, and that phone number is 712-432-7102 to listen to the show. Also, you can download, you can listen to us on CPR Worldwide Media. But the best way is republicbroadcasting.org. Find out if you have a terrestrial radio show or Cumulus radio show in your area that you can pick up the show. And we are grateful to be with you. Our theme is, because this is our first day, you need to know who I am and what we do. I'm the president and CEO of the Conservative Talk Network and the Glenn Paff Show, Righting the Right. I'm a constitutional conservative. I'm a Christian capitalist. Righting the Right stands for five things. And I will look at the news and dissect the news in these five areas: reformation, integrity, godliness, honor, and truth. And the first letter of each of those words spells right. And so let's reclaim America, my friend, and right the ship of Lady Liberty. May God bless you as you keep righting the right in the process. Well, we have a good friend of mine who started with me in radio a couple of years ago, about 5 years ago or so, and that is Dr. Rich Swire. And he is a conservative with a conscience. He believes that extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice, and moderation in the pursuit of justice is not virtue. His idol is former Arizona Senator Barry Goldwater. I'm going to tell you more about this, but first I want to share with you what I believe is a foundational truth about a look at the book, and then Dr. Swire will be with us to talk about this. We talked in the first hour about the experience of grace. And so I want to talk about that and conclude that in the third hour here on the show today. There's even more to the experience of grace than I've shared. The focus of my teaching is grace. That is, because I so desperately need grace, in our broadcast, in my teaching, in my books, I tell God's people that because of Christ, He isn't angry at them and never will be angry at them. However, there are those who say that I'm encouraging sin by my teaching. I don't have to. You see, Christians were doing fine in the sin department long before I was ever born, and I suspect they will be sinning long after I'm gone. Not only that, I don't think I've ever met a Christian man or woman who didn't want to be better than he or she was. You know, trying to be perfect has been, believe it or not, a very good thing for me. At first, it took away my freedom, but then it gave my freedom back. Do you know why? because of grace. That's right. If I had never tried to be perfect, I would never had known that I couldn't do it. And if I had never tried to be perfect, I would never had wondered if any lack of effort pointed to a problem far more serious than the fact that I couldn't get better. It is one thing to do wrong and to know that it is wrong. It is quite another thing to do wrong and not to know that it is wrong, or even to rejoice in the doing of the wrong. So, my friend, if you have never desired to be better than you are, it's a good indication that there is something missing in your heart. As I understand it, the Holy Spirit gives that desire. The presence of that desire is, in fact, the sure sign of God's grace and His Spirit. They said that Jesus said this, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of Truth." And that's where the whole Trinity comes in. The Father has given the Son, and the Son, as He goes back to be with the Father after His resurrection from the dead and dying for our sins, has given us the Holy Spirit of God to indwell us. We have the three in one, and that truly is a demonstration of grace. And that's a look at the book this morning on the third hour of the Glenn Pabst Show, Righting the Right. Now, back to Dr. Rich Swire. He's dedicated to contesting the uncontested absurdities in the world today. He is a man who's a doctor of education, University of Southern California. He has his master's in management information systems and a bachelor in fine arts. He's a 23-year Army veteran who retired as a lieutenant colonel in 1990, and we thank him for his service. He has had many awards given to him, including the Legion of Merit, two Bronze Stars with V for heroism in ground combat, the Presidential Unit Citation, the Vietnamese Cross, which he graduated on the Field Artillery Officers Basic and Advanced Courses, and the U.S. Army Command and General Staff College. He's a business entrepreneur, twice chaired the Sarasota Better Business Council, and many other boards along the way. He recently was the state editor for RedCounty.com, a former radio talk show host with me on the Glenn Pabst Show, and a former editor of Watchdog Wire in Florida. And currently, he endeavors in his e-magazine, and he's going to tell us all about it. Dr. Rich Swire, welcome back to the Glenn Pabst Show, Righting the Right.
Well, Glenn, blessings to you, and congratulations on joining this wonderful network. The Republic Network. I think it's wonderful, and the work you do is going to go to a much broader audience. And that's an important issue is righting the right and helping people to understand what is the right and yeah. what is the wrong. And I think you said it so eloquently in the lead-in before I came on. You know, look, I have over 80 contributors mm-hmm. to my online magazine. What I find is unique is that all of my writers have a, when they write, they use a biblical perspective mm-hmm. to the stories they present to those that come to our website, drrichswire.com, and read their articles. And what I mean by a biblical perspective is that, I believe and my contributors believe Mm-hmm. that there is no story that has ever been written or will be written today or tomorrow that isn't already told or foretold in the Torah and in the New Testament. And all we are doing is putting different names and different dates and different faces to the things that we have already been told in the Bible. And if we just understand the Bible, we will understand what's going on around us and find peace and grace and inner peace, you know, in understanding and being able to deal with the things that seem so incredulous to us on a day-to-day basis.
Absolutely. Well said. And the biblical worldview, as we talked about it in the last hour with Clearwater Christian College president and his provost there, is that which we need to be educated about. We need to have that, and that's what makes us courageous. That's what makes us right the right in the times of trouble. And that's the threat to our country today, to lose that worldview that our founding fathers had, our framers of our Constitution along the way. We're going to be taking a break in a little bit, but we want to talk about the immigration issue, the ultimate get out the vote drive, which is one of the articles on your website, E-Magazine, by Selwyn Duke. But tell us briefly about your E-Magazine.
Well, the E-Magazine, of course, is drrichswire.com. That's Dr. Rich Swire, my last name, S-W-I-E-R.com. And what I've done is, as you mentioned, I was twice an editor of for national and internationally known websites, and I decided to begin to publish my own e-magazine, and I brought along some great people with me to do that.
That's great. That's great. Well, we're going to be back with Dr. Rich Swire. You'll be able to go to drrichswire.com as well to learn much more. We're going to be talking about this immigration Get Out the Vote drive. And he's going to chime in on this. We'll be right back after these important messages.
Hi, this is Mark Meckler, president of Citizens for Self-Governance. Our country's broken. It seems like government spends most of its time inventing ways to make our lives harder. It's so frustrating that sometimes some of us feel like giving up. But the founders never intended for us to surrender our rights to a faraway government in D.C. They knew, and we still know, that the best decisions are made close to home, not by D.C. bureaucrats. So what's the answer? It's self-governance. Who decides? We the people should decide. If you think we the people should decide, join us at Citizens for Self-Governance. Find out how you can help limit the government's intrusion into our lives. It's no secret, our country's broken because our government's broken. Thankfully, Citizens for Self-Governance has a solution as big as the problem. Learn more at selfgovern.com. Be a part of the solution. Selfgovern.com.
Greetings from Vitaline, Inc., a Florida corporation based in Florida. This year, Vitaline, Inc. celebrates 28 years serving the medical community with associates around the state. How do they do it? Simply put, Vitaline, Inc. meets the medical needs by providing high-tech instrumentation and respiratory care with focused accessories to hospitals, long-term care facilities, durable medical equipment dealers, and physician practices. Products are on display at their website, VitalineMedicalSales.com. That's V-I-T-A-L-I-N-E, MedicalSales.com. Vitaline is a proud sponsor and co-host of the Glenn Pabst Show, Righting the Right, heard every first Monday of the month. Vitaline's president, Jeff Olseth, focuses on reclaiming the constitutional principles on which our great country was founded. Jeff's business perspective on the news can be heard every first Monday on the Glenn Pabst Show. That's Vitaline, Inc., your vital line to your health. Hello, my friends. I'm delighted to minister alongside of President Dr. Jack Klemm of the Clearwater Christian College every second Monday on the Glenn Pabst Show, Righting the Right. Clearwater Christian College exists to provide an excellent liberal arts education centered on God's Word with a focus on challenging students to love God wholly, to know Him intimately, and to serve Him fervently while educating men and women to minister faithfully and humbly with evangelistic zeal as they impact eternity for Jesus Christ in every avenue of life. You can find out more about Clearwater Christian College at their website, clearwater.edu. Join my co-host, Dr. Jack Klemm, every second Monday on the Glenn Pabst Show, Righting the Right, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. See for yourself the values of scholarship, discipleship, servant leadership, and stewardship. That's regionally accredited Clearwater Christian College, ranked among America's best colleges.
Welcome back to the Glenn Pabst Show, Righting the Right, at about 19 minutes after the hour. This is our third hour today and our first inaugural day of on Republic Broadcasting Network. And folks are listening in on the internet as well as through their terrestrial radio shows, republicbroadcasting.org. And so we want to welcome back Dr. Rich Swire from E-Magazine. And, Doc, we want to talk about the immigration, the ultimate get-out-the-vote drive. This article on your website, and that is drrichswire, S-W-I-R.com. First of all, one reason the predictions of the Mitt Romney victory in 2012 were inaccurate, say some of the analysts, is that the turnout among certain Democrat constituencies, in particular blacks and Hispanics, was greater than expected. And what a significant factor this is, whether we call it getting out the vote, having a great ground game, or just turnout, it can make a break in elections. But while the phrase getting out the vote is well understood, there's a lesser known election strategy, and that's getting in the vote. Let's talk about that, Doc.
Yeah, getting in the vote, Swellen does a great job of really looking at what is happening with this border crisis. Getting in the vote basically means that rather than it's actually a dual strategy. The dual strategy is to first make our children believe that America is the enemy, stop believing in God, and stop believing in morals, and making everything that they think and believe and others think and believe to be relative. Mm-hmm. But that takes a long time. That takes 16, yes, 17 years. And of course, in their 18th year, they're eligible to vote. Why not import already like-minded voters, i.e. those that come from left-leaning communist socialist countries, like in Central and South America, many of them led by dictators, and why not import them at the age of 16 or 17, and then by the time they turn 18, they vote, and guess who they're going to vote for?
Yes.
That's the whole philosophy behind what's going on the border. You're importing an entire generation of voters who are going to vote with the Democrat Party, and they come from countries that are not friendly to, and they come from backgrounds from which they do not understand what America is all about. Now, and they end up, and that is also the reason, by the way, that we are seeing the Democrat Party, and in particular in Florida, Charlie Crist, being anti any kind of efforts to ensure that only legal voters, voters who are legally authorized to vote in the state of Florida and other states, can vote. So any effort to try and implement voter ID laws are being called by the most horrendous of names, which are really not the point. The point is to allow these illegals to vote, because
yes,
the illegal will vote the way a leftist votes.
Exactly.
That's the whole point. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, and the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1965 brought in the creation that 85% of our immigrants now hail from the third world in Asia, as you mentioned, the left of America. They're left in
the world. We're importing the leftists of the world.
Yes, exactly. And there's an ironclad correlation between racial and ethnic identification and voting patterns. Now, the GOP derives 90% of the votes from the whites, and the Democrats are getting non-white groups, including the blacks. 94% of all the blacks vote for Democrats. Hispanics and Asians vote about 75%. So if you're a Machiavellian leftist, as the article writes, who values power above all else, what do? Well, you increase the non-white segment of the population, and you decrease the white segment percentage-wise, and that's exactly what the that's why they're not doing anything on the borders, and they're letting them just walk right in. So this places our current border crisis in a couple perspectives. Let's talk about those perspectives right now, and why Barack Obama will not enforce the immigration law.
Well, again, it's all about the whole concept is the last thing that power-hungry people, and particularly those that believe in large central government, and that really has defined the Democrat Party. Mm-hmm. When I was growing up, I was a John F. Kennedy Democrat. You know, he believed in a strong America. He believed in our national sovereignty. I joined the Army because he served in the Navy during World War II, and he inspired me. And sadly, the party has gone so far away from, you know, the Harry Truman, which is from my state of Missouri, and the John F. Kennedys of the world, and now it's unrecognizable to me. And what we're finding is they are literally within using this immigration issue, and they're couching it in emotional terms. Oh my goodness, we have these people leaving, you know, for because they're leaving oppressive governments. Well, what, you know what? They want them to come here from oppressive governments because they believe in oppressive government. And what you're finding is, and sadly, is that they are power hungry. They want to do whatever it takes to get the vote, and the illegal aliens do vote. They will vote, and they will make sure, the Democrat Party will make sure they vote in the state of Florida and other states. And in some cases, they will have an impact on local, statewide, and national elections, and that's the problem. Not only are we importing people from Central and South America, I don't want to just pick on Central and South America, as you point, Asia, but we have a very lenient policy from the Middle East. We're bringing people in from Syria. We're bringing people in from so many other ways, except one group, and that group are Christians.
Yes.
Christians being persecuted globally. That group is not being allowed to come to the United States of America, and there is no greater oppression than what's happening against Christians in the Middle East and North Africa, and actually throughout the world. I mean, it's just horrible, including the Jews. Now, most of the Jews, obviously, would love to go come to either Israel, the homeland, if you will, the Holy Land, or they would like to come to the United States of America. But those people are not on the top priority because they're going to integrate and become true Americans. That's the point. And the key is assimilation. These folks, these leftists, big government folks, are not going to assimilate. They're going to vote, and they're going to live, speak, and eat, and sleep in a community that is not talking English, not assimilating into the community, into the broader community. And that's one of the things that Swellen points out very well.
Exactly. You know, that's why this current border crisis, in perspective, is explained. This is why Barack Obama will not enforce the immigration law, because he wants the votes. It explains why we've had 7 amnesties during the last few decades, all accompanied by unfulfilled promises to secure the border. And it explains why a promoter of the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1965 was hardcore leftist Ted Kennedy. Yet while we again face a largely statist world, Democrats would still prefer the non-white migrants. Many such migrants are, you know, especially socialist. They're poor, and there's the divide and conquer factor here as well. And the Hispanic immigrants will take and from the dole of the federal government, and then vote for that dole to come out. And those are entitlements. Those are privileges beyond what they deserve in this area. But we're going to conclude that with Dr. Rich Swire right after this break that we have here. Can you stay on for the one more segment?
Of course.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Greetings from Vitaline, Inc., a Florida corporation based in Florida. This year, Vitaline, Inc. celebrates 28 years serving the medical community with associates around the state. How do they do it? Simply put, Vitaline, Inc. meets the medical needs by providing high-tech instrumentation and respiratory care with focused accessories to hospitals, long-term care facilities, durable medical equipment dealers, and physician practices. Products are on display at their website, VitalineMedicalSales.com. That's V-I-T-A-L-I-N-E, MedicalSales.com. Vitaline is a proud sponsor and co-host of the Glenn Pabb Show, Righting the Right, heard every first Monday of the month. Vitaline's president, Jeff Olseth, focuses on reclaiming the constitutional principles on which our great country was founded. Jeff's business perspective on the news can be heard every first Monday on the Glenn Pabb Show. That's Vitaline, Inc., your vital line to your health.
Hi, this is Mark Meckler, president of Citizens for Self-Governance. Our country's broken. Seems like government spends most of its time inventing ways to make our lives harder. It's so frustrating that sometimes some of us feel like giving up. But the founders never intended for us to surrender our rights to a faraway government in D.C. They knew, and we still know, that the best decisions are made close to home, not by D.C. bureaucrats. So what's the answer? It's self-governance. Who decides? We the people should decide. If you think we the people should decide, join us at Citizens for Self-Governance. Find out how you can help limit the government's intrusion into our lives. It's no secret, our country's broken because our government's broken. Thankfully, Citizens for Self-Governance has a solution as big as the problem. Learn more at selfgovern.com. Be a part of the solution. Selfgovern.com.
Hello, my friends. I'm delighted to minister alongside of President Dr. Jack Klemm of the Clearwater Christian College every second Monday on the Glenn Pabb Show, Righting the Right. Clearwater Christian College exists to provide an excellent liberal arts education centered on God's Word with a focus on challenging students to love God wholly, to know Him intimately, and to serve Him fervently while educating men and women to minister faithfully and humbly with evangelistic zeal as they impact eternity for Jesus Christ in every avenue of life. You can find out more about Clearwater Christian College at their website, clearwater.edu. Join my co-host, Dr. Jack Klemm, every second Monday on the Glenn Pabb Show, Righting the Right, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. See for yourself the values of scholarship, discipleship, servant leadership, and stewardship. That's regionally accredited Clearwater Christian College, ranked among America's best colleges.
I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change.
That's right, you can all keep the change. And we're back on the Glenn Pabb Show, Righting the Right, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network with my special guest today, Dr. Rich Swire of E! Magazine. Learn more about his many publications on the issues of the day, politics, and the commentaries at drrichswire.com. That's Dr. Rich Swire, S-W-I-E-R.com. And as we're talking today, from one of the great articles on immigration, the ultimate get-out-the-vote drive by Selwyn Duke, we've been talking about, Doc, the idea of this burgeoning nation with our nation of the Hispanic people. And approximately 50% of our legal immigrants come from Mexico, and 67% of American Hispanics have origins in that nation. And that translates into a legal and illegal Mexican heritage population of some 20 to 30 million people. And they are not the upper crust. They are not the educated per se. They are fleeing for other reasons to get out of Mexico. And yet as well as Central America. But you also mentioned that the Syrians are coming and some others are coming, but not the the Israelis who are fleeing for safety. Unfortunately, it's all the leftists that are coming in, and that's their whole modus operandi. So let's make a kind of a conclusion and encapsulation of what really is happening on the immigration border issue.
Well, I think that the immigration border issue, as Selwyn points out, is just a piece of the total pie. There are two strategies. Mm-hmm. There's the illegal migration, which is what we're seeing, almost a human dumping on our southern borders.
Right.
And by the way, they're coming to Florida, and they're spreading throughout the United States. And then we have the legal immigration, and both of those are designed and have been designed, as you point out, since 1965, when mm-hmm. President Johnson signed the Hart-Celler Immigration and Nationalization Act. Both of them are working against America. And the issue is, one is quicker than the other. The illegal migration will destroy America and Americanism quicker than the legal, but both of them have the same objective. It is to create a nation or multiple nations within a nation. We're actually starting to see entire cities controlled by, if you will, outside, sort of another. I mean, we see Dearborn, Michigan, controlled by the Islamists. We see San Francisco,
yes,
and Los Angeles, primarily Los Angeles, controlled by literally gangs, cartels. We're seeing this spread across the United States of America, and we have little nation states within the nation, and they can raise and cause all kinds of havoc. And so both of these things are truthfully leading to the death of Americanism and America itself. So it's something that we need to warn people about.
Yeah.
It's something we need to realize that we need to push back against. And we need someone who is willing to enforce our laws. I mean, it's simply enforcing the laws. And we need to change legal migration back to what it was pre-1965. That's a critical issue. We need to stop the illegal migration, and we need to go back to pre-1965
right.
Immigration laws, which based people coming here based on our needs for skill, not on any family relationship or ethnic or political or social issue. And that's the big issue.
And I think also, as we talk about this, because our Barack Obama's regime is not supporting or not even following the rule of law here completely about the immigration issue or the border issues, we also have to find courageous people to take up the gauntlet and help these states like Arizona and Texas to be able to enforce above and beyond the federal law on immigration as well as the state laws. And our federal government is coming against Arizona in these matters instead of being with them in this, and that's all because of their demographic idea of trying to bring these other voters in, and so they would vote illegally. So why are hand-wringing over the current border crisis? It's a bit ironic, says Duke in his article. He said, yes, the situation is outrageous, but taking exception to illegal migration while blithely accepting our legal immigration regime is like thinking that government death squads are preferable to roving gangs of murderous miscreants. And demographically, politically, culturally, the two types of migration you mentioned, Doc, have precisely the same effect. All the illegal variety does is accelerate the process, giving the left more votes now and authentic Americanism a quicker and perhaps more merciful death, and that's what we cannot afford. I want to thank you, Dr. Rich Swire, for joining me on the Glenn Pfaff Show, and we'll be having you back in the future as well. Keep writing the right, my friend.
Yes, sir, and you too, and blessings on your being part of the Republic Broadcast Network. I think they're doing great work, and anytime, please call me anytime.
All right, great. And that's Dr. Rich Swire. You can go to his website, Dr., spelled D-R, of course, drrichswire.com. That's drrichswire, S-W-I-E-R.com. And you can get some of these commentaries on the latest issues and the politics with his over 85 different authors of bona fide Christian worldview perspectives. And I will be getting it from there as well. Well, I'm going to play a special cut, and I'm going to introduce that cut right now, and Sam is getting ready for playing that cut. This is about the topic Blacklisted, the secret government rulebook for labeling you, good listener, as a terrorist. And hat tip to David Hodges from the Republic Broadcasting Network. How do we end up on a secret government terrorist list? Simple. Just criticize the administration, like we're doing here. Visit the website, write a critical editorial on it, join the Libertarian Party, or speak out against the IRS corruption, be a part of the Tea Party, and question the events at Benghazi, be a Christian, love God and freedom. What in the world is wrong with any one of these things? Well, NBC report on Glenn Greenwald's shocking discovery on the rules governing the police state surveillance grid. Let's play cut one right now.
Glenn Greenwald's blog, The Intercept, spotlighted the government's rules for putting people on the terror watch list. NBC News Justice correspondent Pete Williams is standing by for us in Washington.
Craig, good day to you. Civil liberties groups say that based on what they've read, they think the rules are too loose, that they could put people under suspicion who have no actual connection to terrorism. But the government defends the system and says it has built-in safeguards and responds to changing threats.
It's the database used to generate the no-fly list, blocking people from boarding U.S. flights and stopping people at border entry checkpoints. The government's rule book for putting and keeping names on the list has been closely guarded until now, leaked to The Intercept, a web-based news site. Civil liberties groups say it confirms their belief that the rules are vague and confusing.
The idea that you can predict who's going to commit terrorism is unproven, deeply flawed, and it essentially imposes guilt on people without them having done anything wrong.
The document says a name cannot be added to the list based on unfounded suspicions or hunches, but also says irrefutable evidence or concrete facts are not necessary. A former director of the National Counterterrorism Center says the rules were broadened after the failure 5 years ago to put a would-be terrorist bomber on a watch list and stop him from flying.
The standards for putting people on were frankly so tight that someone like Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, the underwear bomber, likely couldn't be put on the no-fly list.
The rules give the president's counterterrorism advisor authority to put general categories of people on the list temporarily. The government says that's to respond to credible intelligence that someone from a specific age group is coming from somewhere specific, like Yemen, to stage an attack.
The Obama administration is deeply upset that the guidelines have become public. The attorney general has called them the roadmap to the terror tracking system.
You have it, the roadmap to the terror tracking system. My friend, American friend, legal alien, and American-born friend, you are not a terrorist if you question the government's direction, if you visit their website and write an editorial, if you are of any particular party affiliation, libertarian, constitutional, conservative, Republican, or if you speak out against the IRS. Or if you question the events of the Benghazi scandal, or Fast and Furious, or if you're a Christian, or if you love God and you love freedom. We're going to be back for one more break on the Glenn Pav Show, Riding the Right on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we're going to be talking about the truth about the Do-Nothing Congress. This was by Marshall Frank. Kudos to him on the...
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
This is Ed Corcoran, host of Survival and Beyond, and I want to talk to you about an invaluable resource to your survival and preparedness planning. It's been said that if the 20th century was the century of growth, the 21st will be the century of decline. This will be due to converging crises such as the ongoing collapse of the world's debt-based currency system, climate change, and resource depletion. Suburban Survival, Preparing for Socioeconomic Collapse by Joe Snuffy, will show you how to survive and thrive during the decline stage of our current industrialized civilization. Suburban Survival addresses many popular myths within the survivalism movement as they pertain to long-term food storage and the bugging out concept, while placing emphasis on real-world contemporary issues. James Wesley Rawls had this to say about Joe Snuffy's work. Mr. Snuffy has the rare gift of being able to study complex situations, analyze risks and variables, and then formulate truly practical courses of action. He has the mind of both a tactician and a strategist. Few men can embody both, at least at his advanced level. He can and has done it all. Buy Suburban Survival, Preparing for Socioeconomic Collapse, available at Amazon.com.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pav, President and CEO of the Conservative Talk Network and the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right. I'm heard on the TAN Talk Radio Network, AM 1340, WTAN, Tampa Bay, and its affiliates. I've coined the phrase, Righting the Right, to encourage us to move our country back to the right of center on the political and moral spectrum, the very place our founding fathers lived. Each letter, R-I-G-H-T, explains our stance. The R stands for Reformation. The Protestant Reformation of the 16th century began as a movement of individuals, both laymen and clergy, whose faith and witness inspired thousands to restore sound biblical Christianity to the people of all nations based upon the truth of the gospel according to God's holy word. Today, the gift of this godly heritage is being challenged by many factors and may not survive intact beyond this generation. Today, we need a spiritual revival of the soul and a political reformation of the mind. I'm Glenn Pav of the Conservative Talk Network. With Reformation, let's keep righting the right.
More than a smidgen of corruption found in Lois Lerner's emails. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council. We'll talk about this next on Freedom's Call. Lois Lerner's emails describing conservatives as crazies and other profanities, along with aligning conservatives with terrorists, is another revelation in the mounting evidence pointing to internal corruption within the Internal Revenue Service. In 2013, the IRS targeted conservative political groups applying for tax-exempt status for intense scrutiny. Lois Lerner herself refused to testify, citing her Fifth Amendment right, and later said all her emails were lost to a corrupted computer hard drive. Now, BlackBerry emails point to the fact that Lois Lerner did have a vendetta against conservatives that led her to deny them equal protection under the law. Sign a petition demanding that Congress appoint an independent counsel to investigate. Go to libertycounsel.com. Again, the website is libertycounsel.com.
In Congress, in the courtroom, and in your community, Liberty Council is advancing life, liberty, and the family. Log on to lc.org.
Last portion of our show today, our third hour on the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right. We've been talking about various issues of the immigration with Dr. Rich Swier. He has one of his 85 authors who have a Christian worldview on politics, Marshall Frank, from his e-magazine, drrichswires.com, Truth About the Do-Nothing Congress. And kudos to him as we share some of the thoughts from Marshall Frank. The House of Representatives, as you know, my friend, is being labeled as a do-nothing Congress. Congressional approval ratings are at an all-time low, and I guess they must be pretty bad. Should we believe every item of propaganda thrown our way, however? You see, the president, who has the advantage of being before cameras on a daily basis, continually rails against the Congress for failing to do anything. He wants us all to follow his lead and blame Congress for his non-accomplishments. In fact, the people of Congress are elected by constituencies that may, in fact, expect their representatives to represent them. Hey, that's a new and novel idea. What do you say, friends? And to represent our wishes, to hold back spending, to control borders, to investigate corruption, and to take action against government out of control. Now, if you believe the president and his acolyte, Harry Reid, it would appear that they are the good guys and the congressional representatives are the bad guys. But if you dig a little deeper, my friend, and ask and investigate the truth, it paints a different picture. What people don't know is that any bill passed by the House of Representatives must be evaluated or modified and then voted on by the U.S. Senate before they can be given to the president to sign. You know that, right? That is, if the Senate Majority Leader allows that to happen. Yes, that's true. Senator Harry Reid has the power to run America at the behest of the president, with whom they are in lockstep on most issues. You see, my friend, Harry Reid runs the legislative agenda of America, period. To quote the president, by the way. If Senator Reid doesn't like the contents of a House bill, it will not see the light of day on the Senate floor. There will be no vote there. It's a one-man blockade who has that power, no matter the will of the people who elected 435 congressional persons and 100 senators. One man controls it all. The Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid. Now, consider this minor statistic. Listen to this. Hold on to your seats. The so-called do-nothing Congress is not so do-nothing after all. They have passed, get this, 352 bills, which still await action from the do-nothing Senate Majority Leader. That's 352 bills, my friend, 98% of which were passed in the House with bipartisan support, but blocked in the Senate. 55 of those bills were actually introduced by Democrats. Two-thirds of the bills were passed with 70% of the House votes, which includes scores of Democrats. That's a huge majority. In fact, Congress is actually working together until they hit a stone wall in the Senate in the form of Senator Harry Reid. Meanwhile, Reid and the president exploit the inaction by Senate leadership as fodder, twisting facts to make the public believe it's all the fault of the Republican-led House. The general public, who listens to sound bites and never bothers to look further, buys into the propaganda. I hope my Glenn Pav Writing the Right listeners aren't listening to that junk. If America is in a downward tailspin, home and abroad, remember this, my friend. Our nation is being guided by four significant power brokers, two of whom are not elected. They are Barack Obama, Harry Reid, and the other non-elected, Eric Holder and Valerie Jarrett. It's all about political gain and power. Do I need to repeat that? It's all about political gain and power. If you think the President, Harry Reid, and Nancy Pelosi feel sympathy for the migrants from Central America, don't be naive. They're thinking ahead. This has been engineered by policies executed in this administration for one purpose. Future power. Lopsided power. Demographic manipulation in the form of mega thousands of immigrants will translate to registered Democrats in future voting bases. It's all on purpose. It's all deliberate, my friend. 10 years from now, these children will be voting in more Reids and Pelosis and Obamas, only in greater majority numbers. We're being duped. Our grandchildren will be paying the price for our ignorance. Well, that is the article by Marshall Frank on Truth About the Do-Nothing Congress. And now my Christian perspective on that, I could talk about reformation. I could talk about integrity, godliness, honor, or truth. This time I'm going to talk about integrity. You see, integrity is what you are when nobody's looking. Who you are, a person of trustworthiness, a person of dependability, a person of accountability, a person of humility. That's a person of integrity. I see nothing in Harry Reid like that. He is a puppet for Obama, and Obama is a puppet for the world statist ideas of George Soros and Saul Alinsky. There is no integrity, not one ounce of it there. And that's the problem. You and I cannot put up with that. You and I must not put up with that. That's my take on that Christian perspective of that thought, of that article. Let me move on to my final point, and that is a post by Morton of the Constitution Club. The teaching principles of individual liberty and personal responsibility. That's the Constitution Club. You can Google that on the internet to learn more. His topic title is George Washington Was Not a Conservative. Did you hear me? I'll say it again. George Washington was not a conservative. Here's what he says about it. A conservative is an individual who desires to preserve or maintain a particular set of values. Whether being a conservative is good or bad depends entirely upon which set of values you are attempting to preserve. You see, George Washington was dedicated to achieving independence by overthrowing his government. This certainly was not the position of a conservative. He was a revolutionary. You see, the terms liberal and conservative are labels that divide people into political factions. These factions seek special benefits and privileges for themselves that are denied to others. In the 1770s, a colonist who supported King George and the British Parliament would have been classified as a conservative, and those who opposed him would have been considered liberals. Well, back in the 1860s, the supporters of slavery would have been labeled conservatives, and the abolitionists would have been considered the liberals. Before the American War for Independence, it was believed that kings and queens ruled by divine right. This principle led to tyranny and human bondage. To accept the status quo would have been the position of a conservative. After the ratification of the Constitution, a new set of principles were established in America, and then any individual who embraced the Declaration of Independence was called a conservative. So declaring that someone is a conservative without stating the principles they believe in doesn't tell anything to anyone. Keep that in mind. I want to thank you for joining me today on the Glenn Pav Show. Welcoming to the Republic Broadcasting Network, the Glenn Pav Show, was my privilege. We'll be back tomorrow at this same time and at the same station, 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time and throughout the United States. Thank you for joining me. You can listen live, republicbroadcasting.org. Well, join me tomorrow on my shows. I'll talk about health care the following days, law and justice, more on politics and on the military. Until then, on behalf of our expert co-hosts, our faithful sponsors, today's co-host, earlier, Dr. Jack Clem, and my guest, Dr. Rich Swire and Regina Brown. And Engineer Sam, this is your patriot host, Glenn Pav, saying to my bride of 38 years, Melanie, and to you, my listening friend, God bless you. Keep right in the right. May God bless America. May America bless God. And by all means, may God save the USA.
If you'd like to learn more about Righting the Right and the Glenn Pav Show, go to writingtheright.com. Join us every weekday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Remember to download the podcast at writingtheright.com. Until then, this is Glenn Pav, your patriot host, saying, keep writing the right.